Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Wonderful, as always, to check in with Ann Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, something arrived in my mailbox just the other day, and I was thrilled to see it, because for me, it's a sign of spring and summer to come.
Isn't that nice? That was the Stratford Festival Visitor's Guide, I think.
Absolutely, and I like the magazine style now.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? We have a new head of content, Jennifer Lee, who used to work in the magazine industry. So that is a change that she brought to us. I like it, too. A number of things that are respond to people's desires, or our patrons' desires. It's got a larger calendar, so people there's more information in it, and it's also easier to read. And everybody's picture's a little bigger. There's a little more room to talk about all of the plays, and then there's articles to talk about what's going on at the festival and what's going on in the community. I think that's one of the really nice changes, is there's a lot more information about tourism, so about Stratford and all the things that you can do here.
Yeah.
And the restaurants and the shopping and whatnot. So it makes for a really nice read for people. We've had tremendous response to it.
For sure.
People just love the new format, and it's attracting, we think, all kinds of new people. We had so many newcomers to the festival last year, the first year that we did it. We also have a broader reach with this visitor's guide. We send out 250,000 of them.
Wow.
So it's cheaper to prepare than the old style, and that allowed us to stay within the original budget,
yeah.
But to do a larger distribution of it, which is huge, especially for everybody here in Stratford.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, we have those good numbers of attendance last year, which a lot of theaters didn't, and I'm sure part of that is attributable to the fact that we are reaching out to a lot of new people through that 250,000 copies of that visitor's guide going out.
Yeah, my goodness. So if you didn't get to yours in the mail, they are going to be widely available. And as you mentioned, it's just chock full of great stuff. A great article on Shauna McKenna, who will be directing. And I love the title, A Star is Reborn.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see that. What I think Shauna's going to do a tremendous job with 12th Night. Her first rehearsal was absolutely stunning. She really just slipped into that role of director in such a beautiful way. She was very commanding in the room, full of information and the history of the play and the direction she's taking it. It was really wonderful to listen to her, because of course when you're an actor, you don't do the talking in the room, you do the performing. So it was great to hear from her in that role, and I cannot wait to see the show. I may have mentioned it before, but it bears mentioning again. She's setting it in 1967, so during the Confederation, 100th anniversary of Confederation, and so it's all that great early 1960s design, and it's still, of course, the original text, and Shauna, being the master of Shakespeare that she is, will bring every bit of humor and comedy and nuance out of that text for all of her performers. It's going to be a really beautiful show. And, of course, it's the one that's going to open the Stratford Festival for 2024.
Yes, absolutely. And this is an interesting time for you, Anne, because you get to see some of the sneak peeks or some of the shows that are in development right now.
Yeah, I'll talk a bit about that next week, maybe, when we're chatting, because I'm going to. Donna Fior got in touch with me yesterday and said, you have to come and slip into the room and see what we're doing on Something Rotten. So I love to get those invitations. I can't wait to see them on stage. The set has really come together for Something Rotten. It is based on Shakespeare's Old Globe stage, so it's on the Stratford Festival stage, and it's the Old Globe stage under construction. So that's looking amazing. I've seen that, but I haven't seen anybody on it when they're parked. So I'm looking forward to that this week and next to get in to see that. And then I hope I can also slip over to the Avon Theater, where I am told people, kids, are flying.
Of course.
Not actual children, but actors playing children.
Yeah.
Flying through the air, which is a big deal, of course, for Wendy and Peter Pan. And that's always so, it's always so wonderful to take little children to see Peter Pan, any type of Peter Pan. And you know what you're going to hear when the kids fly through the air. The little one is going to lean over to you, as we all did when we were small, and say to the adult with them, "I can see the wires."
Yeah.
I always say, "Shh, it's part of the magic of Shakespeare. Of course you cannot see them."
No, of course. Oh, that's great. Oh, we look forward to that. And correct me if I'm wrong, that was one of the shows that was sort of a pre-COVID show, as I recall. So it's wonderful to see this take the stage.
Yeah, was commissioned by the RSC and had a wonderful premiere there. And then for 2020, we were going to have the North American premiere of this beautiful new play based on J.M. Barrie's classic tale, Peter Pan. And, of course, everything shut down. So it is still the North American premiere. It's just a number of years late.
Yeah, well, that's okay. So wonderful to have this take to the stage with the Stratford Festival. We look so forward to that for the upcoming season. We've been talking about some familiar faces coming back. We chatted about Tom McCamus. He's going to be back. Also featured in Hedda Gabler, Sarah Topham is coming back.
Yes, isn't that wonderful news? She was off working in the U.S. for a number of years, and now she is back for Hedda Gabler to play the title role. She is such an incredible performer. We're really fortunate to have her back, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people saying, got to see Hedda Gabler in the Tom Patterson Theater because I want to see her perform. I saw her on Broadway not that long ago, and she is still magnificent. So welcome back, Sarah.
You bet. It's going to be a magnificent season coming up. And let's remind folks about camp registration.
Yes, get your kids out. There still are places for both the Shakespeare and the musical theater camps available in all of the ranges. And we know that this week when people are doing spring break, they start to think about, what are my kids going to be doing this summer? So registration is open, and you can get your kids into those programs. They are the best in the country, if not in North America. Wonderful, wonderful programs for the children that are interested in the arts, have come work with our teaching artists, who are all actors either currently in the company or who were in the company, and with experts from the various fields, backstage roles, musical roles, all that. So it's quite an opportunity. People come from all over the place to attend those camps. And then some of them end up in our company.
Yeah. It's amazing opportunities that's right here on our doorstep.
It really is. So go to the website, have a look. I think it's under education. And, get your kids into that.
And pick up a visitor's guide. That is the thing that is going to get you ready for spring and summer and ready for another great upcoming season with Stratford Festival. Again, the website, stratfordfestival.ca. Ann Swerdfeger with all of the details. And we'll chat again next week and get some more sneak previews.
Excellent. Yeah, I hope to have lots of inside information for you.